If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, another Friday, and don't worry, we will get to the hearings, the Comey hearings, and I think he disqualified himself from any serious threat, and I think he was the biggest asset to Donald Trump. But let's open up today as joining us. This is an important book. This is another one of those books that I am keeping and I'm going to distribute to everyone in my family. It's called Understanding Personal Security and Risk, A Guide for Business Travelers. It's written by Charles Goslin. The book is published by CRC Press. And just a little bit about Charles, a retired Central Intelligence Agency operations officer who served throughout the world and covering technical and human intelligence operations and still involved on a consulting basis. He's lectured just about everywhere, but I want to give you his website, too. It's Butch Coy. I'm going to spell it. B-U-T-C-H-K-O-I-N-C. ButchCoInc.com. And he's here to join us. Thank you so much. Great to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Stu.
I look at the title and Understanding Personal Security and Risk, and then underneath it says A Guide for Business Travelers. Does this mean it accepts those who are not business travelers, those who are traveling for other reasons, or is it just predominantly information to guide business travelers?
That's a good question. Originally, the title was for business travelers when I started working on this book back in 2016, and it's kind of evolved since then. And no, it's really for anybody, and for whether you're going abroad as a tourist or for business.
How, this is a general question. We all know the answer. The answer is significantly. But how much more serious is it right now to employ these safeguards, to be awareness of travel, to say to yourself, as I've said to my wife, I just don't think I want to go to Germany or England again, because the situation has attenuated and increased at a pitch level here. I know the perception is there's a terrorist on every corner. That isn't the reality, but there's enough out there to scare us. How serious is it out there, Charles?
Well, you said it. Perception is important, and these days our perceptions are a lot sharper because there's just a lot more information out there. Terrorism's always been bad. You know, I don't know if you remember the bad old days in Europe, but the Bader-Meinhof gang and Red Brigades and all that, and they were pretty ferocious as well, absolutely. But when folks ask me whether Europe is more dangerous, increasingly my answer is potentially. It's gone from not really to potentially. Part of the reason is that we're seeing Europe. We're seeing sort of a brand of terrorism. It's ideologically driven terrorism that's metastasizing in a way that the old secular terrorist groups did not. And so yes, I do think it is more dangerous. And also, I think that there's an increasing focus on soft targets, and that is a real concern. So the book, from that standpoint, addresses that very directly in a lot of detail, and it's important for folks that are traveling, particularly this issue of soft targets.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to resolve the problem, only to maybe reduce the risks. So how should people look at risk assessment regarding their safety when they travel? What are the beginning steps here?
Well, there's three things that are important, you know, in personal security, Stu, and I think that there's concept of whether your plan is effective or not. And like a lot of security plans, quite often folks, they have a checklist of things that they want to do. Well, checklist is not a plan. And the most effective plan is one that's in your head. And so the book spends a lot of time and effort in helping you understand how to memorize an effective plan. And the second thing is understanding that the risks have changed. And the risks to you can happen very quickly. And so it helps you understand and detect patterns and indicators so that you're able to react. And that's the third piece, and that's timing. Timing is really critical because in the area of personal security, you don't have a lot of time to react, and so you need to be aware. And with those concepts in mind, there's some principles that are built around it. The first couple of chapters really work on those particular kind of cerebral areas, and the rest of it are examples that are from the real world that help you understand how to put these kinds of things into place. But, you know, you want to be able to prepare. Preparation is extremely important in personal security, increasingly these days. And then once you're out on the street, once you're out and about, understand how to detect potential threats, how to deter them. That's to be able to not be a target yourself. How to create distance from potential threat, and that's delay. And then there's deterrence and defense. And ultimately, that's the last principle that you need to be understand in the area of personal security.
What would you say, this card theft, identity theft, robbery, rape, unfortunately it's a long list, what would you suggest is at the top of the priority list in terms of threats facing citizens going overseas?
Well, actually it's not terrorism. Although terrorism it's not the new normal. I hear that all the time, and I really hate that particular statement. I'll just put that out there. But in actual fact, the threat that I think that folks need to be the most worried about, number one, particularly business travelers, is cyber. Whether you're in the airport, you're in a cafe somewhere, Wi-Fi is everywhere, and more often in hotels as well. Wi-Fi is out there, and more often than not, it's not secured very well at all, or it's very weak passwords. People go and they have all their data, and I don't know about you, but I have had the occasion to lose my data or part of it in the past, and it's really, really not a good feeling, and there's a lot of value to it. So that's one of the areas. And secondly, it's just petty crime. Petty crime, we were speaking earlier, you know, whether it's you're in areas in Africa or potentially in London or Paris, pickpockets and the kind of petty crime that you see on the street is very, very common. So those are the kinds of things that you need to watch out for. A lot of the countermeasures that you can take to protect yourself from those kinds of threats also prepare you for the more serious threats like terrorism.
Now, this is standard principles in life and in business that we're all, many of us are trained to have an exit strategy, simple exit strategy for business. If this works, then we go here. If this doesn't work, then we do this. Mike Tyson, I think in one of the great quotes, said strategy is really important until you get punched in the nose. Now, you've said yourself you have a minutia period of time to respond in a situation. How do you go about calculating exit strategy, or you just can't?
Well, you want to have a plan, and I like the Mike Tyson quote. That's excellent because, you know, the the best plan never survives, the impact, the first impact. I think that was von Moltke, but that's absolutely correct. But I tell you what, it's better to have a plan than not have one. And part of the reason for that is that when things happen, when a threat event or a threat incident occurs, it's better to be able to react and think and put your fear to work for you than paralysis, because it can make the difference. So, for instance, I talk about, and I mentioned defense. Defense is nothing more than being able to react, fight back enough to run. And that is particularly in personal security. It's very simple. But you want to have that exit strategy. You want to have that in your mind that this is what I'm going to do and this is where I'm going to go. And as long as you sort of have that blueprint in your mind in advance, your training will kick in and you'll do exactly what you need to do and you'll survive.
In your long career, did you have any near hits or near misses out there? Were you ever in dangerous, precarious situations?
Oh, on a number of occasions. I think that there was times where there was certainly dangerous times, and I've been through three or four sort of civil wars, what I call sort of low-voltage wars that a lot of other folks aren't involved in, but certainly we were. And then in working on the street, it can also get quite dangerous. And
all right, I'm going to ask you if you could stick. Can you stick around for another segment?
I certainly can.
All right. Charles E. Goslin, Understanding Personal Security and Risk, A Guide for Business Travelers.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Buffett. I just finished up an interview with Stu Taylor, and I loved every minute of it. So I hope you do, too. Thanks.
Ooh, you come on like a dream. Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine.
All right, we are back, and it's a real pleasure to have on Charles E. Goslin. The book is Understanding Personal Security and Risk, A Guide for Business Travelers. It's published by CRC Press. And I do want to add something from a personal perspective here. If you really like entertainment and drama and excitement and twists and turns and fantasy and science fiction, this isn't the book for you. But if you want something... I'm too much of a pragmatist, and I think the most important thing is in every possible way, protecting yourself, protecting your family. And this book is a guide. I'm just thumbing through here on the table of contents. I mean, I can't think of anything that's left out. I really recommend it. It's a book that I'm going to personally keep very close in my own library. And Charles, terrific to have you back. Business travelers... beware. I mean, again, it's a matter of perception. It seems like every hotel in the world is blowing up. But when you check into a hotel and you start making those reservations, in addition to keeping everything close on you, I mean, I would never expose any confidential information or give people an opportunity to infringe themselves upon my life. But what are some of the fundamental things you have to look at checking into a hotel other than how good the food is and the service?
Well, certainly how good the food is and the service are important to me. And I also look at the plumbing. I'm just kidding there. But in all seriousness, there are some very specific things that you can do with regards to your own personal security when you check into a hotel. And one of them is at the front desk. A lot of times what people will do, particularly if they're interested in you, and there's been a lot of incidents in this regard, is they'll shoulder surf. They'll want to find out what room you're going to and that sort of thing. So I'm very careful about the people I have around me up at that checkout desk. And number two, if the clerk is giving me the room number and all that sort of thing, and it's out loud and I've got somebody close by, there's been times where I've told them, can you put me in another room? And the second thing is, once you make your way from that front desk to the elevator, pay attention to the people that follow you and go with you and get on with you and maybe get off with you at the floor. If you feel uncomfortable and you feel like somebody is just kind of coming along for the ride, it can be a feeling like that. Go to another floor. Then go to back to the floor that you're checking into. This is very common advice, but this is one that's very important. You don't want to stay much higher than the sixth floor. You want to stay between the second and the sixth floor. And part of the reason for that is very practical. If there's a fire in the hotel, and I have been in a hotel where there is a fire, the ladders don't get up past that sixth floor. So you want to be able to reach the ladders in case that there's a fire. You don't want to stay close to the exits because that's where criminals come up. They come up and will try to get into your room or go in once you're there going inside. And then they have a quick exit. So they're always trying to give themselves a quick exit. So those are just some of the basic things you want to look out for when you're in a hotel.
There are a lot of threats out there that we have to deal with. Yeah. It's not just what you're talking about in terms of safety. This way, it's avoiding the touch or the closeness of coming in contact with druggies, the situation with prostitutes out there, and a lot of this is committed. A lot of these crimes are perpetuated in the dark. Now, I have no reservations about being politically correct. Let me just say, when it comes at night and I'm outside and I see some unsavory characters coming to me on one side of the street, am I a racist or am I discriminating by going to the other? We become too politically correct, and that's inhibiting the process of correcting the situation, isn't it?
Well, it's just common sense and being situationally aware, and that's important when you're out on the street, particularly, as you say, at night. Situational awareness is a learned habit and behavior. It's one where you keep your focus in the present tense. You pay attention to where you're going, the people around you, and you always ask yourself, and this is very key, always ask yourself, what if, and leave yourself an out if you need that. But as long as you do that, you're a leg up on about 90% of the rest of the herd out there.
Are there any particular, I think use discretion. You can't lock yourself indoors, but are there any particular places, physical, geographical places that you suggest just totally avoiding?
Well, in terms of, you mean in terms of the planet, or are you talking about just in general?
Well, I'm talking about maybe specifically for business travelers, who may have a lot of sophistication in business, but a certain degree of naivety and when it comes to travel. I don't think I'm going to go here. And I'm not talking about with regards to their profession. If they're in a business like you are in, I mean, I would be concerned about everything. But just some general tips.
Absolutely. Well, there's two countries right now that I would actually. There's three. In terms of business, one that's sort of a gray area right now, but is, I would say, would be very dicey. That would be Iran. The second one, obviously, would be North Korea. Southern Sudan, not a good place to go. And certainly anywhere around Syria, Iraq, those areas. So those are pretty specific. Libya is in that category as well because it's just unsettled. I recently had an opportunity to go out to Libya, and I've been there before. I would not go now. I just made the decision it's not wise to go for business. And quite often, these countries, when they're coming out of a bad time, they want to do business. There is investment capital there, and it's attractive. And under the right circumstances, maybe it makes sense to go. But right now, those are some places geographically that I would avoid. The book doesn't talk so much about those kinds of places, but there's scenarios that are very important in my mind to avoid as well, because you could be in a perfectly normal country, but there's certain scenarios that will always get you in trouble.
Are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, we got less than a minute, maybe 30 seconds. I don't know how you can do it, but a quick comment on cybersecurity on the road.
No, absolutely. I talked a little bit about being careful in Wi-Fi hotspots and that kind of thing, but I mentioned a little bit about scenarios. One of the more common tricks that are out there, particularly for business men or women, is watch out for the honey trap.
All right, on that note, we have to move on. Understanding personal security and risk guide for business travelers. Charles E. Goslin, buy the book. I'm keeping a copy of it and distributing one each to my family.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, another chilly day in the New England area, but that's okay. The important thing is if you're feeling well and having a great time, who cares about the weather? A little later on in the hour, joining us will be A. Sophie Wade. She is the author of Embracing Progress, Next Steps for the Future of Work. Sure, we're all interested in hearing about that, but let's open up right now with Michael M. Heller. He's the president of Vera Bank, and I want to give you the website and spell it, VERIBANC.com. He's going to tell you what it's all about, and as I was talking with Michael during the break, I've been getting an increase in number of calls, emails off here, talking about the unawareness of this service. And I said, well, I'm going to join the group. I really knew very little, next to nothing about it. But it's an important part of whatever you do. And Michael, good morning. It's great to have you. And I kind of want you to give an overview of my opening introduction here and some of your the characteristics that that people will see.
Well, thanks for inviting me back, Stu. So we're a bank rating and research firm. We've been in business since 1981, in case no one caught our previous interview. And we can tell you how financially safe your bank or credit union is, and we are completely unbiased. In other words, we have no potential for a conflict of interest because no bank pays us to rate them. The benefits of our service is the ability to detect over 99% of all bank failures, and usually at least 6 months in advance. The reason we don't hit quite 100% is, believe it or not, there are banks out there that have committed fraud when they file their financial statements, and those are the ones that we just don't catch. But that, thank goodness, that's a very small number, and as I stated, we catch over 99% of all bank failures. Our model is different than anybody else's model in that it's actuarially based. We have the broadest set of tests for analyzing banks. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, unlike most of our competition, we've never been paid by the banks to rate them. You won't see any links, click-through links on our website to banks, as we believe that that's an inherent conflict of interest, which is how we guarantee our clients there is no potential for a conflict of interest. We also have always published our track record or how effective our ratings are. You can go to our website, you can look under the rating system tab, and then click on the track record, and you'll see for one of the eight rating categories what the probability of failure is for each one of those eight ratings. And we're the only bank rating firm to have both our business model and our ratings model audited and approved by several insurance companies. So, Stu, that's basically what we can help people with. If they have a bank or a credit union that they want to do some research on, they can come to us and we can guide them along the way to understanding how financially safe their institution is.
The greatest fear in the market is fear itself, so to speak. And a lot of people think, well, we've really gone along for quite a ride here after 2000, 2008. How's the banking industry doing today, and do we see any of the similarities that that we encountered back in 2008?
The short answer is yes and no. We just received the data for the entire banking industry for the quarter ending March 31st this past week. And while the assets for the industry are almost $17 trillion, that's T for trillion, we are seeing a concerning trend in that more risky loans are being made. And we look at commercial real estate loans and construction and land development loans as the higher risky loans. And we're seeing an increase of those being made, again, across the industry over the past few years. Now, that by itself, you could argue, well, that's not really enough to be concerned about, and I would grant you that. However, banks, by regulation, have to establish reserves for all loans in their portfolio that they anticipate are going to eventually default. And that reserve we also track for the industry, and we're not seeing that keeping pace with the amount of loans being made. And again, in addition with tracking those items, we're also seeing a return of the home mortgage debacle that caused the 2008-2009 banking crisis. In other words, banks will make these loans, package them up, sell them to Wall Street, and as a result, they are kind of lackadaisical in the underwriting criteria that they're using, because by packaging them up and selling them to Wall Street, they clear those off their books from a capital standpoint, they collect fees, and they just start that process that over and over again, which again led to high profits for the banks, but the basic or the underlying underwriting models are flawed because the potential loan defaults that are going to happen on these mortgages are eventually going to come back home to roost. So we're not as severe as back in the 2008-2009 banking crisis, but again, we're seeing this trend start again.
Pretty scary, and you know, nobody's able to read the future. A lot of the brokers out there, the dealers, are using your ratings for a due diligence report?
Yeah, it's interesting. Over the past, I'd say, 2 or 3 weeks, we've actually gotten a number of phone calls from these broker dealers, and these are the folks that buy and sell stocks and bonds, but they also provide asset management services to their clients. And one of those services is to make sure, either by contract or by a model, that their clients have a certain percentage of their assets that are liquid. And, of course, the placement of their clients' money into banks, either in CDs or money market accounts, is one way to meet that obligation. Now, oftentimes, they have a contractual requirement that they've set up with the client that says, we'll keep, or the client will say, we would like X percent of our assets liquid. So to protect themselves, and when I say to protect themselves, their professional liability risk, because they're handling other people's money, they use our ratings as a part of their due diligence report that they'll provide either to their clients and or internal auditors. And the reason they use our ratings is because they know we have no conflict of interest, unlike, again, a lot of our competitors, as well as they know our rating system is actuarially based. Now, why is that important for a broker-dealer? Well, it allows them to set the level of risk that they're willing to take or their customer is willing to take when they're placing funds at a bank, either in a CD or a money market account. So again, it helps the broker-dealer on two fronts. It helps them establish a level of risk that they're comfortable with, and it provides them with a level of protection for their fiduciary responsibility in that they're placing other people's money.
I have a couple of questions that are tied directly to this, but I'm checking the clock as well, and we're going to hold off. We're going to have you rejoin us next week, and
okay.
I incorporate these questions in because there's really not enough time. So in about 30 seconds, do you have a closing comment to make?
Sure. Anybody that's got CD money or money market money in a bank or has lines of credit, if you want to do your due diligence so that you know as much as you can know about the safety and soundness of your bank, give us a call or go to our website, verybank.com, and we're glad to talk to you.
Michael, always a pleasure having you on, Michael Heller. We'll see you back here next week.
Thanks, Stu.
Okay, we're up on our first break. Going to talk a little politics, then come back with some business the rest of the show and encourage you to stay with us. Stu Taylor, the name of the show is Stu Taylor on Business. And don't go anywhere.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
we saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
All right, back, and I have to say a subject that's I'm just out of that league, because I guess you have to be young, you have to be a millennial, Gen X, in order to really dive into it. You look at 3- and 4-year-olds, and they've already mastered more than I have, talking about digital technology, digital divide, and joining us. We're really have a pleasure here. Inma Martinez, described by Fortune and Time as one of Europe's top talents in social engagement through technology, a serial entrepreneur, an angel investor in technology, ranked by Red Herring among the top 40 women in technology. I have to tell you, that's quite an honor. A pioneer in the mobile industry since the 90s, and founding one of the world's first mobile companies, Escape Philosophy. She's also had executive positions in the world of finance, leading to the new technologies for research and global market telecoms, such as giant cable and wireless. So it's great to have you on, and I'm glad you and I aren't going out for dinner. I wouldn't know what to talk about.
We wouldn't talk about technology, too. You're too big, too important for me.
No, let's look at technology. It's good, it's bad. Steve Forbes says, you know, you move 2 steps forward and 1 step back. There are a lot of pluses, there are a lot of minuses, and one is a certain generation that I'm in that just is absolutely oblivious, and in many cases, honestly, I have to tell you, I'm not all that interested. But when you get down to the lower levels, there's kind of some subtle differences between millennials, Gen X, or baby boomers. What are those differences, and which generations need it the most?
Well, what has come up, and it has come up because of a report that has come out. It's called the Workplace Digital Divide. Basically, what are the biggest problems that people have at work and makes them call the IT guy, right? Like, hey, my computer is not working, okay? And most people think, oh, we've been hacked, cybersecurity, you know, like huge things. And really what the report shows is that, no, it's about jumping on video calls, is presentation technologies, you know, like, hey, let's talk to our client that is nationwide across the country and we need to set up a call. Well, that is the biggest havoc. And you would assume that the younger people, the millennials, will know how to actually do this thing like in a jiffy. Actually, they're the ones with the biggest problems, followed by
really?
People
that's surprising.
You know, the Gen X. So it's not you. It's not the older generation. It's actually the young people that have no idea how to actually problem solve. And the importance is that one will say, oh, PowerPoint doesn't work. Why is that important for a business? Well, it's important because, according to the report, half of the situations actually make our clients go elsewhere. You know, the client ended up being sick and tired of holding for your people to set up the call, or nothing was happening, and you actually lose not just the business, but you lose your reputation. And this is why the report, I find it fascinating, because I was like you. I was like, probably it's about cybersec, and it's actually about presentation technologies and the inability of most people in a company to actually fix the problems themselves, you know? So that's the biggest highlight.
So so are you saying that technology issues are a part of the loss of business?
Of course, and these are very silly things. But one of the things that really surprised me was that the number one call to the IT department was, oh, I can't connect the machine to the projector, okay? And followed by, oh, I forgot to turn the machines on. Okay, so it seems like a comedy, but imagine if half of the people that were interviewed revealed that those were the typical two situations, then we have a problem. If I was a CEO of a company trying to sell nationwide, and I received this report and I realized that my people are having these problems, that it's not about cybersec and more firewalls, but something as simple as, let's get better presentation technology through the door, let's train our people, and let's try to get as many clients as we can. You know, that's why I find the report fascinating, you know, because something very easy to fix. And it's not ginormous effort, you know. Most people, what they want is to be able to take a call at an airport. If salespeople are constantly traveling, or, you know, you're at home because you work from home some days, and you want to be able to take the calls on your cell phones, not just desktops, you know, and this is what people want, something super easy, you know, 1-2 clicks and you're done. Do you remember, like, most people have problems with their VCR, how complicated they are?
Oh,
well,
yes.
It's kind of like the same paranoia, you know, oh my goodness, video conference, nobody wants to do it, you know, and you're losing business. So the report is fantastic as it comes to, you know, revealing, you know, what are the problems, what do you do to fix them, you know, and what are the things that really affect the bottom line of a business when it has to do with something as simple as presentation tech, you know, which everyone in a company should be able to do.
Inma, do you have a website you can give out, either yours or others?
Absolutely. The website is infopages.barco.com/workplace divide.
All right. And people can contact me if they didn't get that. I'll help them do it. So just a couple of suggestions here about how technology can help presentations run more smoothly.
Well, the machines pretty much need to connect to each other. You know, when you walk into a place and your cell phone connects automatically on the Wi-Fi? Well, that should be like that. The machines should talk to each other. You wouldn't need humans to remember switching them on. You should be able to get into a video conference on your cell, on your iPad, on your desktop, and also to do things, you know, with not too much complication. I mean, the future right now is about expanding, being global companies, and presentation technologies is what really helps you do that. Look at the startups, you know, 10 people, and then they have a market cap of God knows how many billions, because even if you're a small company, if you improve your presentation tech, you can really sell globally. And this is what people don't realize. This is what I myself was surprised. I thought it would be some other technology issue, but no, it's presentation tech.
Thank you so much for the education you provided here this morning. Inma Martinez has joined us. Digital divide study, millennials, Gen X, or baby boomers, which generation needs it? Needs IT to help the most? Well, I need all of them. Inma, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you.
I want to thank everyone for listening. See you back here tomorrow.
The opinion. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.